smells like asshole. God damn it.
Welcome to the House of Cuckoos radio show.
This is the House of Cuckoos radio show.
You gonna have a piece of candy?
Yeah.
All right. He's bringing out the candy that I brought out.
Yes. It's butterscotch?
Or is it just butterscotch candy?
Oh, that won't be bad. We'll put stuff to the coffee?
No.
That won't demagnetize your phone or nothing, right?
No.
We did this last time we were eating candy on the House of Cuckoos.
The House of Cuckoos get enough candy.
We like candy.
It's that candy that it comes for Florida. Easter candy comes for the holiday time here in the spring.
The House of Cuckoos radio show.
The House of Cuckoos radio show.
Hello, hello, hello.
In vitro.
Hello, now we're working.
In vitro.
Vitro intro.
We are here today to bring to you live from my boot. I'll whip your ass, little boy. I'll kick your good ghoulies. Why are we doing this here? What you have somewhere along the lawn.
Hey, I'm on the top.
Am I on the bottom? Here we are. Captain of the seas. It's him behind the wheel.
And the wheel behind him, as you can see.
Shut up, will you? This is better than before. We can do things now that we never know that we can do. We've always had this. We've always had this. We've always had this. We've always had this.
You're a mouth breather!
A mouth breather?
Mouth breathing, son of a bitch. Your mother taught you how to breathe through your nose.
Fuck, I'm telling you, I'm writing the music.
Well, I'm playing and writing the music.
I'm writing the music, and you're just accompanying me.
Look, I accompany you because I'm writing the music too. If we're gonna have this argument every night, we drink before we practice, we're never gonna practice.
Listen, mate. I'm telling you, I'm
that's right.
I'm writing the
music. Can't finish
it
because I write it all.
And you're just accompanying me. You may have lines of music. There may be a riff of yours that I've incorporated into the blending.
I played the bloody solo.
But
you hear that, right, Barton? Is it? Hey, you hear that?
I'm the writer of the band. He's just an obvious jealous fan.
They've heard of me. Yeah, you heard of me.
Yeah. Do you know Stuart? I don't.
That's Robert Stewart, not Rod Stewart. Look. I wrote that track and got us the money.
I wrote the shirt. It was my shirt to begin with. I wrote it and I wore it with Dionne Warwick.
I knew you slept with Dionne Warwick then, you bastard.
I tell you, I slept with Dionne Warwick.
She predicted it. She did.
She predicted my sleeping with her.
I wrote that song too.
If it wasn't for me, the song wouldn't have been written in the first place, because I was the inspiration for you writing the song. So therefore, by proxy, I wrote it by my actions. You just interpreted
it. Your ass.
My actions were interpreted through your words.
Ours.
Yeah.
Now we got rehearsal. I've got all the songs for you. You got the songs for me. Well, let's go on.
Proceed with the bartender. Give me another pint of this fizzly stuff. It's a weird coin.
It's mine, because I made it from the song we sold.
You made your own coin. You're minting your own money.
I'm writing a song. I'm minting my own money.
Listen, I'm doing it now.
I minted my own money.
I'm a man. Ooh.
Minting my own money.
Bloody hell, I think we have a song here.
Right, write it down.
Minting my own money. Ooh, I'm a man. Ooh.
See that there? Look at that. It's genius.
Look what I wrote.
You wrote it. I was my inspiration. My line right there is my line.
That line's right there, my writing.
That's your line, but that's my line.
I'm a copyright lawyer now, too, as of yesterday. I'm stamping it.
Look at you, but I'm a notarizer. I'm a notarizer.
Where'd you get that stamp?
Jesus.
Oh, no. Glad, mate.
Glad you put something under.
Stamped. Wait, did you notarize it? Then I wrote it. Tippy, tippy. Ah, I'm falling. Give me up the floor.
Let him scramble. I'm taking this piece of paper.
Come back.
Nobody knows.
We got rehearsal.
Good lunch. Yeah. Nice spelling.
So we kept that one.
That's a good one, y'all.
You'll be showered with good lunch.
Lutch. A fortune cookie with a misspelled word. Maybe they did mean lutch.
All right.
Or maybe it means Luke. Like, you know how sometimes in certain words the CH is a hard sound?
You have a hard C on you?
Give me a C.
That's how we started the House of Cuckoo song.
It started with Dr. Antonio asking for a bouncy seat.
In the vein of Martin Short, character from SCTV back in the day. Forgot the character's name, but he was a music kind of guy. Older. And this would always say, give me a C. A bouncy C.
All right there.
Oh, if I could only find that old clip. Well, I could YouTube it, I'm sure, by just saying Martin Short, bouncy C.
Martin Short's bouncy C?
Mountain Shore.
Give me a C, a bouncy C. Give me a Q. My first project. There it is. Play it. There it is. Irvin Cohen.
I want to go push the librarian.
Like, yes. Into what? You want to push the librarian into what?
Into the air.
The bookshelf?
Yeah. He remembers.
I do.
Did he really push somebody?
Look at that man's face. Look at him. I'm calling the police.
Wait, the both of you when you were young pushed somebody literally in the library?
He pushed a librarian out of his way. She was trying to bar his exit from the library.
No kidding. What did you do that made her want us not let you go?
We were being loud.
Oh, she was just being a jerk.
We were being loud, so she wanted to call the police on us.
Oh, so you shoved her.
So she tried to stop him from leaving. She's like, get out of my way! And he pushed her. Just to see his face! Call the police faster!
That really happened?
Yeah.
We were in Painesville.
She had no right to get in my way.
You so want to shove her on her butt.
And now everybody wonders why I got all these monsters tattooed all over me. And they do look like monsters.
Because you told society to go fuck itself, oi? Oi, mate. Fuck off, society. Fuck yourself. This is punk rock, mate.
Speaking of that, I got to tell you guys a good movie you need to rent or watch.
Oi.
Which one?
It's called Green Street Hooligans.
Green Street Hooligans, is it a foreign film?
No, it's got not Tobey Maguire. Who was the one that was in? No, older. Yeah. Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
He plays, he's a Harvard student, and what happens is his roommate gets busted with coke while he was hiding it in Elijah Wood's stuff. So Elijah Wood got kicked out of Harvard. So he went to go see his sister, who was in London, Britain. And her husband had a brother named Pete, who was about his age. And they did it. Now, this is supposedly a true story that this shit happens. I guess because soccer's so big over in Britain and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They got, games for each soccer team. And after a soccer game, they literally fist fight.
You little bastard. Look at this football here in your ass. I'm going to take it and shove it up your face, and then we're going to go out and drink a pint at the pub.
Bam!
And that's another thing. They say you don't call soccer.
It's football.
Yeah.
You're fucking soccer. It's not football. Your American football's a piece of shit, mate.
That's what they basically say.
Fucking wearing pads. That ain't a real fucking sport there. Wearing pads and fucking shit there. Running around. They're not fucking footballers. I'm a footballer, mate.
But yeah, these guys they have games. I mean, they beat each other with sticks, fucking glass, beer bottles. And all they do is drink and fight.
Oi.
To serve their team. I mean, it's crazy, but you guys need to see this.
He's munching. Have you ever kiboshed anything good in your lifetime? Any good kiboshings out here?
Kiboshings? I don't know. Oh no.
Well, I've shish kiboshed. That was always fun.
Shish kiboshed? Yeah. These are pretty birds. Pretty birds.
We're out here in the woods there, Bert.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert. I keep knocking it. I keep knocking it, man. I keep knocking it.
Knocking the boots.
I keep knocking it, man. I keep knocking it. I keep knocking it, man. Knocking it over here.
What happened there, buddy? There it is. There it is. But I'm higher.
I'm gonna be right where I need to be.
Right where you need to be.
Right where I need to be.
There you go.
Have a beer.
There you go.
Ocarina.
Roger. Roger. Roger, Roger. My name is TJ Man. My name is TJ Man.
Welcome to the School of Science Fair. Science Fair.
Once upon a time, there was a walking fish. This fish could walk out of water. The fish could breathe out of water. The fish was a magical fish, specially chosen by a magic king who lives in the sky. We'll just have to resume his air for the sake of the story. Now the walking fish gathered up his water supply, got out of the pond, and walked towards the kingdom of the man. Or the Man Kingdom, as all his other friends called it. Off he went, with a stick full of fun, tied at the end. Towards the castle he went, to talk to the princess about making amends with his underwater people, with her kingdom, together to fight the good fight. But there was a bumbler. Yardo blinks. Who led these two mercenaries with lightsabers. Oh, wait.
Wrong script!
We can't read that one.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Fall Away With Me by Mrs. Mangle, hailing from Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. Mrs. Mangle, you can check them out at Reverb Nation. reverbnation.com/Mrs. Mangle. MRS MANGLE. That's Mrs. Mangle at Reverb Nation. Go check them out and all their other great music, all available to download for you right now. If you're not listening to Mrs. Mangle, then you don't know what music is here on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
You got Naboo on your face. Joe Luke has got Naboo all over him now.
Bottle of Borax, please.
So are we going to use the candy sucking as the formal intro?
You feel fuzzy.
Make sure I'm in the fuzzy state.
Buzzy.
Buzzy Gordon.
How you doing? I'm Buzzy Gordon. Buzzy.
Hey, Buzzy.
Hey, Buzzy, Buzzy.
Hey, Buzzy.
Hey, Buzzy, Buzzy.
It's Buzzy. It's Buzzy. It's Buzzy. Cleveland Show.
Buzzy Cleveland.
This idea came to me in the shower.
Oh, filthy. Filthy Baxter, blimey, lads.
Are you taking your meal, Willie Winky, and slapping the bell end on the table again, are you?
My sausages.
I like my sausages in gravy.
That dog stole my sausages, I did.
You beat some silly, will you, Willie?
Won't give back my sausages.
Ah, doggy, did you take your sausages? Then made me a bunch of sausage. And the dog took all of it, you say? Broken bloke.
Your father fell down the stairs.
He's a broken bloke, he is.
He's a broken bloke.
Ooh, child. Things are gonna get
pip,
easier.
Pip, pip.
That's what you're giving them.
They
more.
Can swim across the channel to France. Popeye sket. You can take that either way.
Shit in drawers. Popeye the Blarney Man.
Ah. There it is.
Pine on my shoulder makes me happy.
Does it really?
Nah, it's just the way it goes. That's just the way it is.
Some things never change.
Some things will never change. That's just the way it is.
You had a dream that Corey Feldman was
playing. Yeah, up by where the beach up there. I had a dream that he was being palsy-wowsy, you know, whatever reason he was in the neighborhood. And I had that, he asked me to help him with something.
You had envy of this young man.
Maybe. It was a betrayal then. Because I got up there, I could see the lake. It was by a tree, though. And he pushed me down, and then he started burying dirt on top of me. And it was, I couldn't get up, and I woke up hardly breathing like that. What the hell was that about?
Sleep apnea!
I had Corey Feldman try to bury me alive in a dream, and then...
He was probably dreaming he was burying somebody alive.
Wouldn't that be weird? And it wasn't Corey Haim.
So Corey Feldman could actually reply to this, to say that he actually had a dream like that at around that age. That would be interesting.
It was a serious dream.
Don't forget the case of mayonnaise. I'm gonna make cookies out of mayonnaise.
My One Piece. Can't huff Cool Whip. Once you open a lid, kids are like trying to suck it in like they're getting high off your Ready Whip. But if it's Cool Whip, you know, kids, you can't do that.
Cool Whip in a can?
Cool Whip in a can? Mm-hmm. Might as well. Being as normal as a cat in the window.
He's munching.
Ready? One, two, three.
And go.
Like the music teacher in elementary. They always had to shake their head a little bit when they played the piano. They had to twitch a little. Back then when they got paid good money, they really had the easiest job in the world.
The music teacher, you play the flute.
I mean, art teacher, you have to teach how to do art. Music teacher, you just teach them to sing or play the little...
Hey there, bust it up.
You don't have to play everything.
Trumpet. Pick a trumpet.
It's cool if you can. I remember my music teacher for a late elementary.
Music teacher's kind of dark. Follow my lead, children.
Well, my music teacher was a happy, nutty lady, but she really knew John Denver pretty well. That was like the connection. So I had to hear a lot of John Denver in a near inner city, I guess, because it was, you know, a diverse mix of people. And she's playing John Denver a lot. And different ways of hearing music, and the Charlie Brown songs we would sing that were labeled under Peanuts, like the Happiness Is song, and
like,
you know, Happiness
song.
Is two kinds of ice cream. the and not all the Christmas and holiday, you know, and Jewish songs too, where they combined it all for our holidays. Back then, there was only two holidays, of course.
Two holidays back then.
Yes, the Hanukkah and Christmas, you know, that was it. That's what, for all the public school songs that you would sing.
Public school songs?
Yes, when I was in public school and sang
you
those
were
songs.
I didn't sing any songs, I don't remember. I just wrote just amazing memory.
You know, the Up on the Housetop and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but I don't remember singing that stuff. I remember one song in elementary school, I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was when I was a kid, it was called Orion is Arisen. Can you see his stars ablazing in the middle of the clear eye?
I hate to say it, you'd have to sing it in order for me to remember it.
Orion is arising, can you see his stars blazing in the middle of the clear eye country sky?
What is that egg drop there? I won't do it. I won't do it good. I won't do it. I won't do it. I won't do it good. I won't do it. I won't do it good. I won't do it. I won't do it good. I won't do it. I won't do it good. I won't do it. I won't do it good. I won't do it. I won't do it good. I won't do it. I won't do it good. I won't do it. Won't do it good. I'm gonna do it. I won't do it like a man should. I'm gonna do it. I won't do it good. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it good. I'm gonna do it like I should. I'm gonna do it. Damn, do it. Do it. Damn, do it. I'm gonna do it good. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Do it. Gonna do it good.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Good, good biscuits. Good biscuits.
Bye. That's right.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving. Get me out. Ow!
Get out of here, man! Get out of here!
Ah! I had a rash.
Chubby teenager in the city of Cleveland.
Yeah, a slow walk across the street illegal with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
He's like a dizzy.
Yep, looking like it, yep. It's a Saturday for him.
That's the Saturday man.
I gotta go sit in that grass right over there. That's where I gotta be.
That's a Saturday man.
He's good till about 4 o'clock.
At Lake Avenue.
It's no rain, it's nice. Yeah, then again, we're driving through the lake street that runs through Lake Erie. These houses that are all float.
Yes. Nice. Floating houses.
Yeah.
I like the hotel in the middle of the floating houses. The little
weird. It's like glass bottom almost.
It is. What is this part? This part of this Lakewood area reminds me, because it's nestled away. The Gold Coast area has kind of like a European feel with the way the houses look and.
You're bringing a lot of beer and a lot of beer.
Not
now.
Not
now.
You don't have it.
This is Velocity Boy, and you are listening to the House of Cuckoos.
Right.
Yay.
House of Cuckoos Radio. House of Cuckoos Radio. House of Cuckoos Radio.
Okay, I'm out here in the woods. Master Chow, when should I begin my exercises?
You do it now! You grab at the branch and you climb at the tree! Catch the bird!
But the birds are too high.
I need you to do this, and I need you to do this now!
I'm in the field.
I don't care. To the tree. You go.
There's many trees.
Are you training to be a great ninja warrior?
There's the bird.
Grab the bird.
I'm running, Master.
No!
Up I go. Should I think anything while I'm doing this, Master?
Think thoughts, peace, center.
I'm thinking centering. I'm reaching
grab
for...
Grab the bird.
I'm almost there.
No!
My tree.
You're ready to go back at 1 year.
I have to get off the ground. I fell.
You're weak.
I'm getting up.
Get up now!
Yes, Master, right here. Hi!
Now get over here!
Hi!
Start at the point, run back under the tree, and grab the bird.
I gotta run up the tree to get the branch.
No!
Up I go, all right. I got the branch, it's coming. All right, I'm back. Master, I have the branch now.
No, you gotta get bird! The branch!
I'll be
the
back.
Bird under the branch! You go right and... Now! Hurry up! You are slow. The bird waits for no one.
I'm low up the tree, Master.
You must hurry up. I got my video game at home, waiting to play.
I can almost reach it, Master.
I got a big pot of bourbon and you're wasting my time.
The bird is my focal point.
Grab the bird!
I'm
hungry!
I'm going to get it almost. Should I wait for it before it flies?
Grab the fat one!
When?
Now! Now!
I got the bird!
I'm hungry! Bird!
Ow! It's getting... Ow! They're attacking me! Ow! I can't swat a Master.
Ah, you failure.
Ow! I'm coming down! Ow! I still have it.
Watch your step!
Ow!
Watch your step!
Ow! I still have the bird, even though
I come over here. Let me see the bird. Let's stay there. Don't move.
It's three in my hands bleeding.
Oh, let me get the bird. There it is. I got the bird.
Why are you letting it go? That was my lesson.
All right, I go now. See you tomorrow.
Wait, where you're leaving? When you're going?
I gotta go. Morning night. Morning night.
You gotta go right.
I gotta go now. No!
Tusken Raiders.
Oh, yeah, I like football.
Tusken Raiders, yeah.
It's a good team.
Good college.
In Italy, yes, they're great. Italian college of Tuscany, their football team, the Tuscan Raiders, they're amazing. Yes, Italian football is just like the FFL, Football League. Saccharine football.
Costa Rica sling. That would hurt. I don't know if she would approve of it. Like the sweaty Bolshevik.
Why is natural breast milk better than formula?
Why is that?
Because it comes in much nicer containers. What do karaoke and sex have in common?
What's that?
The more you drink, the better you think you are at it.
Nice.
And what's the final? What is the definition of a Freudian slip?
What is it?
When you say one thing but mean your mother. That's kind of funny. What's the difference between parsley and pussy?
What's that?
Nobody eats parsley.
Hey!
That's the difference. If you don't enjoy masturbating, you only have yourself to blame.
Bad Playboy jokes. Hey, baby. Look at those breastises.
I don't even know if there's anything Christmas.
The hat she's wearing. The bow wrapped about her body. There we are. There we go.
Ah, man, my fucking camera! I can't. Now I know we got the song just and then boom, it went black. So
we got like the main song, but then we got.
Fucking, look at me, I can't even see my cat properly.
It's Christmas time and you're
cold. I can't see my cat properly. It's just not working.
That's a very, very
foreign.
Ultra foreign Spider-Man. They make him look like a villain and Captain America is coming to save them. It's like Belgium.
Belgium green Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's a weird looking
Spideroman.
Spadero.
Yeah, and she lady, I don't know.
I don't know who the chick could be. Bionic woman, maybe?
No, I don't know. She's just probably just a hostage.
Yeah.
And Captain America is coming to save the day.
Or they're all running from something. They just cleaned it. They just blew up the place and they're running before it blows up.
Why is she holding back then?
Why would any woman hold back from a green Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Whose outfit fits very loosely and he's wearing boots.
Very 70s. Well, his package is kind of pronounced.
Right. That could just be where he stores his web juice.
So web juice. That's what it is.
Spider-Man is a big package. He stores
like
web juice.
Right. Anyways.
He has to carry his wallet somewhere.
The wallet.
So he puts it in his underwear there.
Yeah.
Makes him look like he has a square one.
Yes, it does.
It's good for the Spider-Man people out there. If you want to be a Spider-Man and you want the full effect, put your wallet in your pants.
Put your wallet in your pants in the front. Yeah. In the front.
It kind of helps protect, too, against bullets.
Yeah, it does. Because if you have a big wad of cash right there and somebody tries to shoot you by your package.
Because, you know, you're Spider-Man. They're going to try for that. In real life,
they're going to shoot for the package first.
Right. They try
to get bang! Package man!
But Spider-Man's wise.
Exactly. He's wise to that, the green spider dude from a foreign country.
Stomping in here with your boots on, making a mess, putting your shade all over the damn place and on the table.
Put your knickers on while you're at it too, young man.
The head of corn in place and you think we're running it.
Oh. We're a decent home. We'll raise you better than this, young man. Off to your room.
Never be a normal person.
You're naughty. Isn't he, Roger? He's naughty. He's a bad young man.
Yes, you guys have it correct. This is how you discipline your puppy. Be sure to do this extremely many, many times in extreme tone. This recommendation should be good for your dog as you confront him and his urination on his floor.
Bad son. A bad son.
That's just weird.
It's real. Isn't it scary?
That was an in
if you were one of the Republican Party candidates.
There's a lot of hot air. There's a lot of hot air.
It was great.
I don't know.
Ghosts don't dance in the hallways of the house, cuckoos. Ghosts dance in the hallways of your heart.
Goose dance. The goose dance.
Mm-hmm. How do you do a goose noise? It was a Canadian goose. Canada goose, sorry. They don't have citizenship. They're Canada goose.
Canadian goose, eh?
Canada geese. It doesn't seem right down here to say Canada geese. We're so used to saying Canadian geese. But when they come here, they're American geese.
Yo.
When they go to Florida, they're old geesers.
My Emmy geese will return right after these messages.
Miami geese. Hey, our Miami listeners out there, our cuckoo fans in Miami. We hope the Miami geese aren't watching you too close.
Miami geese.
Ow. What are you doing in my ear? I can hear. Ah. Do you hear it, listener? It's ah. It's a rhythm. It's going in my ear.
Like a rhythm. It's a rhythm of nothing. It's noise. So, Avril Lavigne. Avril is
that's right.
French for April.
The House of Cuckoos are ovulating right now. What? Now's the time to get cuckoo with the cuckoos. Somehow that makes sense.
April.
I meant that metaphorically, though. Ovulating. Marzo. Our comedy is ovulating. This is the time to get to know us.
Febrero? No? Which are we?
We can just go anywhere.
We are the Glee Group.
Oh, you remember that?
We are the
Pimple Fascination Blog.
The Pimple Fascination Blog.
There it is. For all those people who are fascinated by pimples, start a Fascination Pimple Blog.
You just heard Awaken Mars by Scarway, and you heard it here on the House of Cuckoos. Scarway is Nick Oz. You can catch more of his stuff at www.grindtrax.com. That's G-R-I-N-D-T-R-A-X. Also, if it is up and running, scarway.com. www.scarway.com. You can check out all of Nick Oz's art and expertise, as he is the one who helps us and directs our videos for the House of Cuckoos. Nick Oz and Scarway is hailing from the greater Sydney area in beautiful Australia. And again, you heard Awaken Mars by Scarway on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Have an idea what you want to do?
Get naked with girls.
In the snow.
Perfect.
And you could film us. We could have it like it's like Viking sex porn.
See, suddenly got something to do today.
We want to...
Well, I'll get myself together and then I'll head out the door then.
That's beautiful. Viking sex fetish porn it will be. No. And then we'll put up a website and we'll see how many hits we could get and how many subscriptions. It's going to be amazing. But we need more girls.
Yeah, but you can take your time too. We just
if you know any Nordic, beautiful Nordic women who would be willing to do the Viking sex fetish porn, that would be great too.
Awesome, love it.
Astro.
Hey, do you know anything about what
was
going on?
Astro Pickix.
Yes.
Whatever it's called. Astrid. Astroid.
Astrofid or
Astrofid. Astrovid, Astrowit.
Which I guess is a comic character somewhere, but Greek god too.
Yeah.
Got it. Chick's hot.
The beautiful woman in this film.
Yeah, she's beautiful woman goes to work in a comic store.
She's
for reasons that you have to watch.
Woman. She's a prison.
Icelandic. It's all Icelandic.
Okay.
And it's funny when they're in Icelandic movies, they come on and they'll say everything in their, you know, the native language of being a hybrid language. A cool one of all the different languages that come there. But as soon as they say something in English, it's perfectly clear. Oh,
role playing. Star Wars.
It's kind of funny how their clean enunciation is very American Canadian.
Well,
because
they probably don't have
they
words.
Have Canada.
Well, they're Viking descendants of Vikings.
Right, but nowadays they're all just kind of, you know, like
so,
the rest of Canada.
If they're saying Star Wars and role-playing, I mean, yeah, they have a word for star and they have a word for wars.
Right.
But not the combination of the two. Role-playing, I'm sure they don't have a word for role-playing because it's a conjunction. It's role hyphen playing.
Well, you're portraying...
So,
I'm sure they were saying it probably, and even when you watch the movie. But
even
she just
if
said
some,
it when
someone
she
is
at the
Spanish
fire.
And speaking Spanish, they'll say certain words that are not in their vocabulary.
Iceland is this the Mexico of Canada.
No.
Well, wait, a lot of them try to go to Canada a little bit better, but of course they can just walk the bridge.
Iceland is not frozen over.
No,
Greenland's
not.
The frozen over one.
They just don't want to live there.
I do.
And we'll go up to Icelandic, and you can live there. And with all the ones that believe in the elves, right? Fairy elves. Very true, very true. Like, that's the religion of the country.
Ancient.
Kind of trippy.
Ancient.
Yeah.
It's,
it was in recent controversy the past couple of years. But then they got into
Nordic
controversy
tradition.
Because one of the representatives, I think, supported.
Yeah, it's Nordic tradition.
WikiLeaks. And that made one of the...
Assange.
That's where one of the American, good old American Republican types wanted to put some kind of injunction against her.
Why?
Like, why would a politician support this WikiLeaks? And he just blasted her and wanted to get all this international federal thing on her.
No, they're leaking my personal information.
And anybody that liked her...
They shouldn't know, even though I fucked them.
That's where they threaten if anybody liked her when the WikiLeaks thing broke. Like, if we followed her and she followed WikiLeaks, they were coming after everybody that followed, too, through the internet. They were doing this whole fascist regime reaction, you know, because of the embarrassment that hit from all that. Or you can just play with your finger and not think about it. Live life, look at the stars, enjoy the air while you have it. And if it's bad, hey, what do you care?
What do you care?
Just go. And, you know, the problem is nobody is that way. They all care too much about stupid shit.
Oh, that's not
quit
their own
ruining
business.
Up our shit, man. Just want to chill.
Yeah, leave us alone.
No, you gotta make life tough. It's gotta be, blah.
It's gotta be this way, because, so we don't have to do what you're doing.
Right, we're not gonna make life easier. That's not the way we work.
No, it's easy for us, but
make
not
the machines
for you.
Do the work.
You're cattle.
Pay
fodder.
Whatever.
You're fodder.
The point is supposed to be to make life easier.
It was. It was intended.
Making us harder to pay for all this shit.
Indeed. I mean, that's why we came up.
We just want
justice. That's why humanity came up with its inventions to.
Well, let's withhold it.
Simplify existence so we could have more time to spend with each other.
You would think.
And the earth.
Instead, they use it for the big government technologies and.
No, only me and my family will enjoy the fruits of the universe.
We're born.
Everyone will toil under my rule.
In every country, it's still. Just like
my yoke,
all of us
the
are
pharaohs.
Continuing to build the pyramids for these people.
Curse of the pharaohs.
By the
yes,
TV.
This corporate pyramid with the brainwashing of the media.
Spend the money that you think you had to worry about all that
political
stuff. Try to show off to your families and each other that, oh, isn't he successful?
Look at what I got. I am of status quo.
Oh, isn't she great because she became
I
that thing she said she would be at 10 years old.
I am secure in my life.
Yay.
People
you run a
love
company
me.
And everybody hates you.
People love me.
That bitch that is.
I am somebody of import.
Everybody wants what he has. And
I run a successful business.
And they have no life, 3 divorces, 2
I've
kids that don't care about them.
I've always been confident.
And then they die cold.
I'm not a swindler of men. I'm a businessman. I make money. And I make it happen.
Can we see your tax records?
After I get back from vacation, my lawyer is out of town.
Excuse us. That kind of thing.
The Heavenly Flatulence Hour. The Sermons of Father Bob. Father Bob was found murdered in his dressing room. Dark Dave will now take over.
I'm Dark Dave. Welcome to my show. Today I have a gothic invader. His name is Dr. Antonio Luciferi.
Hello.
Welcome to my show, Dark One.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Dark Dave. Glad to be here.
Okay, then. I'm glad you came to my podcast. I like yours.
Why, thank you. I don't mind getting about, out and about, getting around, saying hello to people.
Your name indicates the dark arts.
It does.
Do you kill cats, too?
No, I don't kill cats. I don't kill any animal or human.
Do you believe in the actual entity?
No.
Oh.
It's more a metaphor.
Well, do you burn candles every night?
I do burn candles.
Are they black?
They're all kinds of colors. They're pumpkin spice. They're vanilla. They're even dragon's blood.
They're not nonsense.
And sandalwood.
No unsensed ones?
No, they're not unsensed.
Don't you...
Nonsensed either.
Where's your eye makeup?
I don't wear eye makeup. I don't need to wear eye makeup.
Ah... You mean you can be what you want to be?
Yeah, it's all about not conforming to something. To some standard or something.
But I thought
it
was about darkness. What's going on? Dark Dave is starting to feel better about himself.
You happy Dave now?
I can wear colors.
Sunny Dave.
I don't have to be somebody else.
I still wear black.
Okay, then.
I'm happy, Dark.
You can be both?
Guess you can. You can have self-esteem and pride.
I shouldn't have killed that priest, then.
No. He has his own belief. It's his problem. It's not ours.
Then thank you, Dr. Antonio Luciferi, for coming on the dark, unless he feels light, Dave show.
Why, thank you, Dark Late Dave.
So you want to get, like, pizza, and we can, like, you know, watch,
We watched The Crow.
Well, I got Revenge of the Nerds 2 on Blu-ray.
Perfect.
That would be
great. Maybe this is something. To all the fans out there, this is something interesting.
He has a wart on... Oh.
No. How about submitting a unique recipe of a dish that you enjoy, or that you enjoy to make? Because I do like to cook. Urban Hippie likes to cook.
You want to post a recipe up?
Urban Hippie and I, we will each post a favorite recipe we have right now. A favorite taste, a flavor.
Some things are all artistically made, though, magically.
Yeah, some things I have no real recipe for.
Chicken and that, you know, but special stuff.
I just make...
And break it.
I make it and break it. I shake it and bake it.
Keep your sausage linked.
That's the recipe wrap, so, you know, bam. There it is. There it is.
Gordon Lee Sullivan saying there it is.
Are you really a fan? Or are you a light breeze? Are you a light breeze? Are you a light breeze? Are you a big fan? Or just a light breeze? He's a light breeze! He's a light breeze! Just a big fan, but not a light breeze. Is it a strong wind? Or just a big gust? He's a big fan. She has a big bust. Yeah, he's a big fan. He's a little breeze across the high seas. But I'm a big fan of a fan who's a fan of the Cuckoos. That's me. An urban hippie. Yeah. Yeah. He's a big fan. She's a strong breeze, but just a little gust. It's a rust. It must be Jack. I'm a big fan of the fan who's a fan of the fans of the fans of the fans of Cuckoos. Cuckoo, he's a big cuckoo fan. Big cuckoo fan.
There I was, alone in my office. I stayed over late. It was a late night, but I decided to finish up some work on a case I left behind 5 years earlier I couldn't solve. She was a crazy dame. Long black jet hair. She was pretty, but she had a goofy eye. And she walked with a croquet foot. Bad disorder. But I overlooked that, because she was still beautiful in her own special way. She looked at me, but beyond me, because I couldn't keep focused, so it kept twitching her behind the window. So I kept looking behind the window. Maybe there was somebody out there looking to shoot her, to gun her down. So I stood not where the eye was looking. I made her look the other way twice, and I said, what are you here for, dame? Can't you see it's late? I said, close down the door. But I forgot to lock it. She didn't care. She had a lot to divulge. Had a lot to say. She did. About the cat she had. It ran away when she was a little girl. She never found it again. But she believed her grandfather had it for breakfast one morning. Couldn't understand that. But I told the dame, come back tomorrow. I'm tired. I'll take the case up tomorrow. She was persistent in staying. But she said she'd be back as early in the morning as possible. She was gonna bring donuts and a bagel. And a new cat she found yesterday. But I told her, no. It's not me you're looking for. Maybe you want the grooming store next door.
No, already there.
We're part of the college plan.
What if our science department was experimenting?
I don't know.
Can we be indicted by our own university that we're the...
Maybe. I mean, this guy does have a license, you know.
Yeah, but there's a picture of a man in the wall that just... So, yeah, we'll do that a little bit later. But right now, I think you should check this skit out. It's going to be funny.
We don't have a skit yet. Here, let's just...
What?
Here.
I thought this was the skit.
Let's steal this one. I got this one from Second City.
From Second City.
They'll never know it's not us.
See? We just altered the audio of it.
For this one. Don't mind the George Wendt jokes. He wasn't a duck.
I know.
It's a great name for a duck, George Wendt.
Went. George went to the bathroom. Where'd George go? George went to home.
He's fucking lame.
These lame-ass jokes, huh? George went to school. George went to Cheers, and he never came
George
home.
George went to Jerry's.
George went to Jerry's, yeah.
To Cheers.
The Cheers, George went to Jerry's. That's a good one, Urban Hippie.
That was sounding more forced. That's my...
Well, that was great. That was good.
Well, to end the end part of the show.
Oh, the end part?
While we're, I mean, later on we could do another take of it. I'm not saying we do.
Well, we've come to that point. Once again.
The point is here, that it's come to the end of the House of Cuckoos, yes, radio show.
And we have achieved another ending at the House of Cuckoos. Urban Hippie.
I am here. Dr. Antonio.
I am over here. And we had a great episode with the music, the guests, and the some of the funny shit.
Yes. And
it's
some
beautiful
March.
Topics.
It's March, April. And then the next episode is
March, April?
Yes.
May,
well,
April?
Yeah, because...
We are at the Ides. We are releasing in the Ides of March.
And we'll be releasing our next episode on Tax Day, the same day the Titanic sunk.
Ides of April.
April 15th.
Every which month will be our has an Ides.
Fun you know, one. A fun.
And a calendar. Fun?
It'll be the party episode.
Fun.
It'll be great to listen to it.
Tax Day, yes. 420 event.
$4.20 on your clock. It'll be fun. But this one was a fun one.
This is a good one.
Lots of lots. And, wait,
lots
we
of
said
goodness.
That.
Yeah, lots of lots and lots of good.
Good.
Well,
good.
Just say goodbye and end it.
Say goodbye. Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Later, dude.
Visit our website. Links.
www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com.
CUCKOOS. Put that pickle down now. Lord, step and switch.
Lord, shit.
Don't you want to listen to the House of Cuckoos?